Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2021 Rome Film Fest, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker John Andreas Anderson, who is presenting The North Sea here in Rome. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, it's a real pleasure to speak with you. As I was saying before the interview, I actually just watched the film this morning. I was blown away by it. It was a powerful viewing experience, and also, you know, because of the themes that it tackles, very, very frightening too, and thought-provoking. For the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with it, how would you kind of, introduce the story, just very briefly?
Well, the film is called The North Sea, and it takes place in the North Sea in a very hostile environment with oil rigs. This is where Norway has been drilling for oil for 50 years, and we try to play with this question about what if you have gone too far? What if nature strikes back?
Yeah, what if nature strikes back? I heard you say earlier, you don't mess with nature, and that's kind of the message of the film, right? When did you first become concerned with oil and what it does to the environment, but also just environmental causes? Have you always kind of been concerned with all this stuff?
I think we are all very concerned about these issues in this day and age, and also in Norway there has been a lot of ongoing discussions about, you know, how long should we drill for oil, when should we stop as a country. You know, Norway has made billions and billions drilling for oil, but we also know that we have to stop doing this because you can't do that forever. So these kind of issues I think is very much in the top of my mind, and has been also for the screenwriters when we wrote this script. But we also wanted to make a film in this environment because it's a very it's a new world for most people. I think just to go to the cinema and go, you know, under the sea and be in an environment that most people will never go, I think that's also a very thrilling thing. And to go to the cinema and watch and experience this, I think it can transport people to a new place.
That's true. But I was actually also thinking, I guess, you know, when it comes to genre film, it can really help kind of, start a debate about these things. Don't you think so?
No, I hope so. I mean, again, number one job for a film like this is to, of course, to give people a very good and exciting and thrilling time at the cinema. But at the same time, I think it's what I always loved about going to the cinema is that you can watch a film that will raise some questions in your head, but also give you some knowledge that you don't have to live a whole life to get this knowledge. You can actually get some knowledge from every film you see. So even though this is a genre action film, it can still maybe give you some new issues to think about.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Was it a difficult film to shoot? Because, I mean, I was just talking with the cast. I asked them whether it was, because there's a physical side to it too. So in terms of the action sequences, but also balancing it with the more dramatic scenes, was it a difficult film to shoot?
Oh, absolutely, very difficult, because, you know, it's a very difficult environment to shoot in. It's very difficult to get access to this environment because, of course, the oil business is it's very strict to come there and visit. And we wanted to shoot this on real locations, which also made it even more difficult. So we didn't want to build this in studio because I think it would look fake. Yeah. So to get the real feel, we shot it on real oil rigs and real ships, which was difficult for the actors, of course.
Wow, you actually shot it on location. I guess I haven't seen that very much, but they are fascinating. Mm. Do they excite you from a cinematographer's point of view, given, I guess, your background?
No, absolutely. I mean, these are like epic, big environments, and I think it was really cool to get the opportunity to tell a story in this type of environment, because I think it's somewhere that you and me would never get access to normally.
Definitely. I don't think in my lifetime. Anyways, we gotta go. We gotta wrap it up, but it's been a pleasure. So thanks very much for joining us. It's been great.
Thanks for having me.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.